podcast, Cinderella Chats. I'm your host, Cinderella Field. Yes, that's really my name. Along with your co-host, Sandy Hunter. We are so excited to be here to share some insight about life, love, and relationships. So let's get to it. Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. I'm doing great. How are you?
Shocked that we're sitting here.
I know. It's been a little bit.
It has.
A lot of things have changed in the world since we talked last.
Well, yes. First, we have, you know, for people that listened before or didn't, your mom passed away.
Yes. My mom did pass away of cancer, mm-hmm. but she's in a better place now. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so that takes a little time to, you know, get through. And then since we took a pause, you know, we have a new president.
We do. We have a new president. Donald Trump. 4 more years.
Yes, we have Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Loving me some J.D. Vance.
I do too, I think. I mean, only time will tell.
Time will tell.
We don't know yet. But anyway. Then just thinking about what we need to focus on because of, I think the door has been open for the opportunity to have some change with some things.
Sure.
To a more conservative point of view or way of living again. What do you think?
I agree 100%.
Well, one of the things that they're really not touching on, and I know that you and I've had these conversations and you go, okay, wait, it's just been, you know, it's been less than 100 days. Or has it been 100 days yet?
Yeah.
It has been 100 days.
100 days, yeah.
Just give them some time.
They need time.
I still go back to this. One of the biggest problems that we have in our society is how the family has been affected. And so even when I go to local things within our state, that's the thing that's missing. They really don't focus on that. And the family is the most important. I'm not saying that money's not important and the deficit's not important. And people being here that don't belong here, that aren't here legally, I mean, that's important. But until we get the family situated, we're going to still have a very hard time.
Absolutely. And I think you're correct there. I think there are a lot of things that given time, I think this administration will work out a lot of stuff. Already, the president has signed off on so many things that have already started to get the ball rolling. I think he's probably the first president that has signed so many executive orders this quickly. Ever. And I think he has great intentions. I think he does stand upon some family values. I don't necessarily think that's his main focus because I think with him right now trying to come into a hornet's nest, a mess, let's just face it, our country is just in a complete mess. I think trying to clean up right now, he's trying to do what he sees first at hand. So I think, like you were saying, the family part is the piece that's missing. I think right now in the where people sit in government, they're worried about the $1 trillion debt. They're worried about the illegal aliens. They're worried about all this missing money, you know, billions and billions of dollars that is unaccounted for. I mean, I know they're trying to pull us out of the hole, but like you said, unless our core is fixed. Is it really useless? I mean, if we don't fix from the inside out, because to me, like you, I think the family values is where it starts.
It's the foundation and the bedrock,
sure,
of our society,
right?
So, and I mean, it just seems like just. Then one thing I left out is women's sports. I mean, right. Women should never compete against.
No.
Never should be made to compete against.
Men.
Never.
I don't care if your name is Eva. You're still a man. I was proud of the bill, one man, one woman. I mean, that's it. There are no other beings. God created man, God created woman. That's it.
Yes.
And here's my take on this. I think it's absolutely absurd for a man who's ranked 479th in swimming in the men's division to decide one day that he wants to be transgender and he takes first place in the women's swimming division. He's ranked number one. So,
and women have absolutely been hurt physically.
Absolutely.
From this sort of thing.
Yes. And here's my thing. Okay. So I don't want to sound like I am racist or anything like that. But me and Aaron were having this discussion. I told him, I said, listen, have men's sports, have women. If transgender, binary, whatever, want to have their own little area to do their own thing, have at it. You don't have to intrude on what we have known to be women and men's sports for how many hundreds of years. I mean, there's a place for, if that's the thing they want to do, then go create your own thing over here. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is still just like, you know, heterosexuals. I mean, heterosexuals don't go around claiming that. So, I mean, let them do what they want to do. And just like you said about, you know, if they want to have transgender sports and that sort of thing, then, you know,
so be it.
I mean, let them do it in their own space.
Absolutely. You don't have to intrude on female and I kind of feel the same way about men. Okay. So in men's sports, we do know that there have women that have crossed over, you know, and said, oh, I want to be a kicker for an NFL football team, or I want to play on a baseball team. Okay. Well, we're the lesser strength-wise of the two. Men don't have a problem. Men are just like, okay, whatever. You're never going to make it. And if they don't make it, then it's no big deal. But you can't come in and let a transgender man who's dominant, who has physical aspects that have, did you see that? His shoulders? I mean, my gosh, his shoulders, his wingspan. How in the world is he not going to be able to beat a woman in the pool, you know, doing breaststroke and freestyle and all that? My goodness. Okay. So it's got to be fair. So my deal is, hey, go create your own area then. Go create your own area of expertise. If you guys want to have your own little Olympic thing, then go do that. We have Special Olympics for people that have disabilities and who have issues. We have Special Olympics. So why would there not be any different to let this group have their own little area? You know what I mean? Just don't put women in a position where they no longer feel valued or want to participate in those sports because they know they're going to be dominated by a man in their own sport. That's just my first taste, but there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. But coming down to it, the family, the home life, that's where it all needs to start. And you sent me an interesting podcast and I watched it, and I'll be honest, there was a lot of things that I found encouraging. This particular couple could talk about, but do you want to talk more about that? Or,
oh my gosh, well, yes. Tell everybody who you're talking about, though.
Carl
Lentz, yes, and his wife Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And if no one knows that name, I mean, they had the ministry Hillsong,
right?
And that was in New York City. And he was caught in infidelity and adultery.
Yep.
And it wasn't just one episode. I mean, he says that it was more than that, but he won't go into it because his wife has been so hurt by it. But what was interesting to me about the whole thing, number one, I mean, them coming out and talking about it, I think is the best thing to do, because what does the Bible say?
Yeah, just...
the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm.
So I know from my own personal experience, when there has been infidelity, whether it is with a partner or through pornography, or Facebook or social media, Instagram. I mean, it can happen anywhere now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The office.
The office.
Have to be social media.
No. I mean, that's the number one place that it happens.
Absolutely.
And that's still the truth. It's mm-hmm. it's within your, usually a small
right
proximity of where you do life. But I think that they have given the opportunity, because how long have I wanted to talk about this, Sandy?
A long time.
And what did I say from the very beginning before we ever started podcasting that God wanted me to talk about the day that
he
left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what I heard was complete denial, shift of blame, somebody just not wanting to be honest.
Well, our whole deal was that I knew that there had been indiscretions.
Right.
And that's what I was asking for, was just, let's talk about it and be truthful about it so that we can move on, because I mm-hmm. feel it in my spirit. Because when two people, what does it say in the Bible? When two people come together and they are married before, especially before God, to become one flesh.
Right.
So, and there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's what that whole episode was about. But I mean, I was told that, you know, Satan was attacking us and trying to destroy our marriage, and that I was, you know, giving in to him. And as I sat there and I listened, overwhelmingly, I heard God say, stand up, Cinderella, for marriage, not just your own, but right. for marriage in general,
right?
Because that is what has destroyed the foundation of family for a long time now. And it has a lot to do with, I think, a couple of things. When they took prayer out of the schools, and then Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, when he signed the bill
right.
to make fault divorce, no fault divorce. Mm-hmm. And then it was like a domino effect throughout the United States.
Sure.
Okay. And so today people get a divorce like it's no big deal.
Drive through.
Yeah.
I'm surprised someone hasn't ordered or figured out a way to do a drive through divorce. I mean, they do drive through marriages.
They do.
They do.
And Elvis will do it for you if you want him to in Las Vegas.
Exactly. So, no, I get it. I totally get it. It, and unfortunately, and even in your situation, listening to that conversation, I knew that right now there's just, in this world today, we just have this heavy spirit of narcissism, oppression,
denial,
all rolled up in one huge ball.
And selfishness. And absolutely. Really and truly, the reason for divorce is really simple. It's selfishness. And the reason for committing adultery or any sort of sexual sin mm-hmm. is
self-gratification
and selfishness. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not problems maybe within the marriage. And that's another thing. I mean, they say that divorce has gone down. That's because people are living together now instead of getting married.
Exactly.
So there's no need to get a divorce. They just go their separate ways and mm-hmm. la, 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 la.
Twiddle off.
And yes.
It's at least when you're in a marital covenant. I mean, if you are a spiritual Christian or whatever belief you are, at least if you believe in that marital covenant, it's just moral. There's just morals. I mean, you feel guilty if something has gone awry, or you subconsciously, you know that if somebody you can tell at work's trying to talk to you, and you know you get that pit in your stomach, and you know, and oh, this is not a good thing. That moral compass just isn't there. I mean, it's almost like that. There's just, and you know, Satan, he's so brazen right now. He just walks around boldly down the street. You know, when you watch The Passion of Christ, have you seen that movie? I know you have.
Several times.
Okay. So in the movie, Satan is depicted, she's a woman, but you see her in this movie hiding behind people and just looking at Christ. I mean, you just see this satanic devil move around almost like they're just waiting. He's just waiting to leap on somebody, but hidden. Oh, he's brazen now. He'll just walk right down Memorial. You know what I mean? He doesn't care. He doesn't care who sees him. He doesn't care what is said. He just knows that his days are numbered. And right now, people are so oblivious, you know what I mean, to the things that are happening around them. It's Christians like this Lentz. I mean, he had, look at his congregation. He had, look at the podium he had to speak God's word from. Look at all of the things he could have made a difference in this world. And yet he got caught up in all the Hollywood glitz of it all. That makes sense? I mean, he just, a person that I would have never thought in a million years would have done something like that. But you can go back in our history. I mean, heck, you can go all the way back to, I don't want to say Jim Baker, but I mean, you can go all the way back and see all the falls of some of these big pastors. And you, it's almost just like you can see where Satan has just taken over and just slowly moved the morals out of family and people. And it's just, the shift is now, it's almost like, well, anything's, oh, okay, well, I want to be married, but I'd like to get my first marriage over with. I had a kid tell me that one time. I can't wait to finally get married when I get out of school. That way I can find my true love. I can just go ahead and get married and divorce and then find my true love.
I know, but who is holding these people accountable and what is the church doing? Because
what are they going to do, Cinderella? Their money comes from these people. They're going to water the word down because they don't want to lose that. Let's be real. I mean, let's call it what it is. They don't want to lose that money coming in.
Well, that's why it's interesting that.
Honestly, look at some of these big pastors who are
like Carl Lentz that we just listened to.
Private planes.
Yes.
Two or three homes somewhere. Why in the world do they want to lose all that money coming? It's greed. It's tainted money. And I'm just not real big on big pastors right now. I'm not. Not when I know somebody like Billy Graham that lived in the same house that he and his wife lived in the same house from whenever their kids were small. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that, well, the Bible tells us, you know, the money is the root of all evil. I mean, that can be greed. You know what I'm saying? That, but it's just so brazen right now. I don't even know. I can't even think of how I'm even, it's such a big mess. Where do you start other than the home? You have to start from the home.
Right. But the church has to get involved with it. They
sure.
really do.
Mm-hmm.
And which will lead me to talk about in our next episode, some of the things that I think that you can put into place and start working on in order to maybe have the opportunity to have it turn around. It's not going to turn around overnight, but I think that we're in a place at this time
mm-hmm.
of our society.
I think we're at a Y. We can go left or we can go right. One's going to put us back on track. One's just going to take us further down a hole.
Yes. And why would the church not want to get on board with that? Because what does it say in the Bible? That if the church misleads their congregation, their sheep, it says,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen to them?
Well, I'm going to be held accountable for it.
I mean, what does it say about people that remain in sin? If you don't turn away from that sin, what mm-hmm. will happen?
Well, he's going to spew you right out.
And people really don't realize how serious it is. And that's why I bring the church into it. Because when I had a conversation publicly with Governor Stitt,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him what he was going to do about the fact that Oklahoma was number two in the United States as far as divorce was concerned. What was he going to do to work on the family? And he said that goes back to the church.
Yeah,
he wanted to put it back mm-hmm. on the church. But really and truly, when everything started with our country, the church and the state worked together. And that's the way that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, and I just know what I heard during that conversation 8 years ago, this month,
mm-hmm.
stand up, Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think it is time to do. So that's the biggest thing that we will focus on from this point on. It doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about other things, because, you know, that encompasses other things of life, love, and relationships, because that's what happens in the home.
Right.
So
I agree. I'm looking forward to it. We have to address those things. Like you said, if not, I mean, what was the whole stand up Cinderella for?
Well, and not just that, but I don't want to have to take my last breath, because when all of us take our last breath, it's just going to be
between
myself and God
and Christ. You're exactly right.
And I don't want him to say, Cinderella, I asked you to do this and you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I want him to say, great job, good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
well said.
Yes, that's what we'll focus on from this point on. And I'm glad we're back in the studio and we are on a mission to make marriage and family fundamental and great again. Until next time.
See you then.
If you enjoyed the show today, share it with your friends so they can listen in to our conversations about life, love, and relationships. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Cinderella Chats, the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. We look forward to our Tuesdays together and know you will too.